Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Praise the Lord. We give God the glory for welcoming you to Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio for our Breaking the Bread of Life on second and fourth Sundays. And praise God, we give God glory for being able to come together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, to pray and intercede, and to be a vessel, glory to God, that he can use unto honor. We bless him today for all his great and mighty acts. Most of all, we thank God for our Father, for Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, for being our deliverer and our healer. As we come in his presence today, we want to come with a spirit of thanksgiving and an attitude of gratitude. What a marvelous and awesome, wonderful God we serve. There might be some stormy times in life, but as we look into the hills, it's coming to our help. And we cast all these cares upon him because he said he never leaves us nor forsake us. And he knows how to work all things together for the good for those that love him and called according to his purpose. So we got to get into a place of steadfastness in the faith and always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. We bless the Lord because he is worthy to be praised. Amen, amen. We bless the Lord tonight for being able to have an anointed vessel that's going to come on and minister into our hearts. Shortly, we're going to get some time for the warriors to come on, and because when we put the word out, we want to be able to have ears out there to hear besides the ones that will tune in, you know, as progressing days in the future. But we want some ears to hear even right now. So we're just going to bless God. We're going to get prepared to get our scripture reading in. And in our scripture reading, we're going to go forward, praise God, in a prayer and prepare for the woman of God to come on. But I do want to thank the Lord for so many great and marvelous things he's doing. I praise God for bringing her back from Panama on a visiting family and on a mission trip. So she's always doing great things for the Lord and on the journey continuously lifting up the name of the Lord. But one thing about it, it's a blessing when you have people that living what they're talking about. It's one thing in a folk like this to have a good speech, and but then you don't have anything to back it up. If your life is if it's not patterned after Jesus Christ and being able to have the character of him, then you sound like a tinkling cymbal that you're supposed to be walking in love. So at this time, we prepare ourselves, glory to God, for the word. We have some leaders, the people coming on. So what we now is prepare ourselves for the message for tonight. Amen. Proverbs 3:5-8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Praise God. So we're going to go ahead and read a prayer, and then we're going to open the lines up for Mother Evangelist Alexander to come forth to minister. Our daily confession of faith: in Christ, I am anointed and a powerful person of God. I am joint heirs with Jesus and more than conqueror. I am a doer in the word of God and a channel for his blessing. If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out. My enemies are fleeing before me. God has commanded his blessings on my storehouse. He has opened his good treasure, and I shall lend and not borrow. I am the head and not of the tail. He has given me power to make wealth. I dwell in the secret place, and I have his protection and his provision. God is my refuge and my fortress. I am not afraid of the snares of the fowler. No evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. My dwelling. God has given his angels charge over me, and they are bearing me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone, as this declared in Psalms 91. 1 Peter 2:9 established, I am chosen generation and a royal hood of a holy nation. I am a peculiar person and called out of darkness into the marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:24 states, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Cancer, sugar, diabetes, heart disease, sickness, affliction, infections, or any other kind of disease cannot enter into my body. I am an intercessor and the righteous of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue which rise against me in judgment, it shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the service of the Lord, and their righteousness is from him, says the Lord. I am saved from wrath by him and justified by the blood of Jesus. Lord, we do thank you for the confession of faith of what we believe in your word. We thank you tonight for your loving kindness and mercy. Continue to bless us and continue to forgive us for every offense against your word. God, we bless the woman of God tonight as you continue to use her for your glory. We thank you that as she opened her mouth, that God, you are going to fill it and bring forth what is needed, glory to God, to deliver unto the body of Christ. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church in the name of Jesus. We pray you continue to bless her, strengthen her, and pray, glory to God, that you will move and minister into whatever capacity you desire through this vessel. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord for Mother, and we're praying now that as God bless the woman of God coming in, she lives here in Columbia, South Carolina, by way of Panama. We thank God, glory to God, for the anointing. And as we open the lines now, we present to you, glory to God, and introduce to others, Evangelist Alexander. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we thank God. We give all the glory and praise unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Tonight we come to speak about prayer. The prayer is a powerful weapon that God gave us. So that's what the word is for tonight. Knowing all about the power of prayer. Lord, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. We thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. Thank you for mercy and grace in our life, Lord. Because if not been for you, Heavenly Father, where would we be? So we give you glory tonight, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing in our bodies, Lord. Lord, help us to know that you already made a way for us. Open the eyes of those that are closed, Lord God, that they just have blinded flakes in front of their eyes. Oh, God, we ask you to open their eyes tonight and let them come to realize that you already paid the price for us, Lord. When you said it is finished, it is finished. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that you already paid the price for us. Help us, Heavenly Father, to stand boldly and proclaim who we are in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the word that you've given us, Lord God. We thank you for who you are in each and every one of our life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercy, Lord. For your grace, for who you are in each and every our life. Help us to recognize that, Lord. Recognize who you are and who you are in our life, Lord. Help us to do that. And this is in the name of Jesus we ask these things, Lord. According to the promises of God, the word of God said in his word, forever, according to Psalms 119, verse 89 and 90. Psalms 119 and verse 89 tell us, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Now, if the word of God is settled in heaven, that let us know that it is already planted. When he tells us to stand firm, we can stand firm. Because remember, according to Ephesians, he said, when after pray, his word is never turned around. When Lord said one thing, that's what he meant. When he said finally, That is what it means. There's no time for us to waver when coming on to praying to God. Paul didn't waver, if we check that out in the Bible. Paul did not waver. Paul stand up and boldly proclaimed the word of God. The word finally, my brethren, that mean it's that's it. That's it. They don't hiding, they don't taking away. That's it. Be strong. Be strong. And what you're going to be strong in? In your prayer, in the word that you stand before, you stand on the word of God, then you stand with all boldness. God said it, no man can change it. That's why we must always remember this. If it's in the word of God, that's what we stand on. Psalms 119 verse 89 said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. We should be able to stand boldly and say the same thing and know when we speak the word of God, that's it. No hiding, no taking away. Verse 90 tell you, thy faithfulness is unto all generations. So we have no kind of a, well, this is mine and this is yours. No, God is for all. If we want to receive the living God working in our life, we got to receive it because he is faithful. Not faithful for today and not tomorrow. Faithful always. According to the promises, he's faithful always. The word says forever. That means there is no just for one moment or for another. No, that is for always. So when you pray and you stand before the Lord, you praying, stand on what he says. Stand on his word. Pray without stumbling. Pray with stand firm on what you're praying for. You praying for your healing to be steadfast healing, then you stand boldly and pray and claim what God said. Because according to his word, he said by his stripe. Didn't say yours, baby. He said his stripe. We are healed. We know that sickness come is not from the Lord. Aches and pain, but sometimes we would just stand up there and still bothering and bittering and, oh Lord, I can't this, I can't. But what God says, ask and believe when you ask, you receive. That means, baby, when you stand and talking to God, because talking to God is like standing and praying to God. You praying about this thing. Don't waver about it. Stand firm on your promises. Stand firm on what you say you're going to do. Stand firm on who you know you are in Christ Jesus. But when you start to waver in prayer, you're not going to get no success. Because that means you're not strong in your prayer time. You say, I go in my prayer room and I pray. But before you even come out your prayer room, what happened? I don't think I'm going to have it. What is that? You stop it right there because you speak a negative word right there. Remember, you went in your prayer room and you asked God, Lord, heal. I claim in healing in my legs, Lord. I claim in healing in my hands, Lord. But as soon as you get through praying, what come out of your mouth? Well, it's still hurting me. But still yet you just pray. That should never come out your mouth. What should come out of your mouth? I bind this hate in the name of Jesus. I claim my healing. I claim a healthy leg, a healthy hands, healthy foot, healthy toe. Because you know you pray to God and God is a God that he never forsake you. He never leave you alone. In other words, he's not going to let you be out there, in other words, just out on a limb by yourself. Get it straight that way. I think you understand better if I said out on a limb by yourself. God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And his word is what we got to stand on. Prayer is the only thing that can get you through the battle of this life. Don't matter how many money you have, baby. Prayer can move those mountains. If you stand firm, you know who you are in Christ. Because remember, the word of God is not going to fail. Remember, the word of God is standing strong because he said it. You got to believe it. By faith is where the mountain move. You might come with off, mumbling off. This, no, that ain't going to get anything. You got to know that when you pray, listen to me, when you pray, no man, don't allow no man to take away what God gave you. So when you stand to pray, you pray with the boldness that God gave you to pray for. I don't matter how bad the things look. You get to that word and you pray. Because you remember what the Heavenly Father said, put me in remembrance to my word. He didn't tell you to put men in remembrance to his word. He's telling you yourself that praying to him. Don't go to the man and say, well, I'm putting you in remembrance. No, put God himself. Father, you says, I can come forth boldly to the throne of grace. Men not going to do this, but God is who doing it. But the thing is, what's going to bring it forth is your belief and the power of your prayer. That's what you have to remember. Prayer is the key for everything we need in this world today. It doesn't matter how big it is. It doesn't matter how small it is. But your faith and your pray, God never fail us. Any failing going on is you yourself, baby. But not God. And we have every illusion in the Bible. We have it in the Bible where our forefathers stand before the living God and pray. We have it before in our Bible how God word tell us. And if we cannot come to see that, then something is wrong. Because we see it in the word. How many times David stand before the Lord? Times he do wrong. But his prayer came right back. Because what do he say? Create in me a clean heart. We must know that when we pray with every being in you to know that God is going to answer your prayer. Don't pray and halfway and, well, it may happen, it may not happen. This negative stuff that come against is not supposed to be. When David pray, in Psalm 51, he pray. He knew what he was asking for. And he knew when he missed the point. But what did he do? To God in prayer. He went to God in prayer. And if you want to know more about how strong it is, how powerful prayer is, get down and get into those Psalms, especially Psalms 51. When you know that you missed the mark, you get down and you pray. But you got to know that you are praying from within your heart, deeply within your heart. David knew that when he said, create in me a clean heart, oh God. And renew the right spirit within me. A lot of us today need that. Need that type of prayer. Because we will talk to one sister today. Next day is something gone. Church uproaring today. Why do you think the church is in fire today? Uproaring? Why? This one thinking negative about that one. This one think I can do it better than this one. And this is not what God wants us to do. The power of what God gave us, the power within us, if we come together and pray, we will bring down mountains. We will have the church fire burning that we can't even say it ourselves. Sickness and disease will not be around the church. But the problem is, how many of us is praying strongly, boldly, with a deep love for one another? How many? That's the problem with the children of God today. Some of us seems to forget that God already gave us the dominion, the authority, and everything to stand boldly and to live a life that is pleasing in His sight. Prayer, my friend, is the key to our happiness. Prayer, my friend, is the key to the joy in our life. Prayer, my friend, is the key to keep our children straight. Prayer, my friend, is the key to keep the marriage straight. Because regardless what the enemy do, if you stand boldly and if you stand firm before the living God, prayer will bring down every negative thing that come against your lifestyle. Every negative thing that try to stop you or come against your life, prayer will bring it down. God did not give us prayer just giving us out there, just throw it out there and say, oh, we have prayer. No, there is power in your prayer. There is power in prayer. We have to come to realize that no matter what we do or what we say, stand on the word of God. Because regardless what it looks like, baby, the word of God make no mistake. If God says, I will make a way, you better believe He's going to make a way. He's going to make a way. Nobody else can do it but God. To bring you through the storm, shining, only God can do it. But you got to remember one thing. You got to live the life of prayer. You got to live a life that God is pleasing in His sight. Some of us seem to forget that the main thing, love. Love one another sincerely. Love from the heart. Don't love just from the mouth. Love from within your heart for one another. Sometimes you will see this sister is walking down with joy and peace. And you wonder, but what's going on? The problem is a prayer life. When you have a prayer life, you have the relationship with the living God and a prayer life. Baby, you don't have to worry about nothing else. Because one thing I know, God is not dead. God is not dead, baby. He will bring you through that storm. He will bring you through it, no matter what goes on. And you can come through it with joy. You can come through that storm with joy and peace in your heart. But a lot of us seems to forget that no matter what goes on, God never leave you, baby, if you live the life that He wants you to live. And that is a life of peace and joy. Peace and joy. And keep God first in your life. No matter what it looks like, keep God first in your life. We have to realize one thing, that once we start living a life of prayer, we have to do, you can't pray, well, I pray for you, but I don't pray for this. Well, I pray for myself, but I don't, no. The life of prayer is not to play with. The life of prayer, when you find a prayer warrior that live for God, she can pray down that mountain. You don't have to wait to hear whether, well, are you going to pray for me? Uh-uh. Because God is going to show her who she can pray for and who she will bring down and who she can build up. We seem to forget that the word of God is true. If He said that we can bring down that mountain, you can, baby. You can. The only thing keep you from doing it is you, because of disobedience. Because if God gave you a message or a job to do, you can do that job. Nobody can stop you but yourself. Because one thing for sure, God's word don't change. Tell us we are overcomers, then why are we stumbling in blocks? Why is there stumbling? Shouldn't be no stumbling. No. Should not be no stumbling in that area. Because the promises of God is sure. And if you tell us we can do it, then we can do it. That's why I believe in my heart that prayer is the key, because there's no barriers when it comes to prayer. The sister, something wrong with her and she's in a different town, you can pray that stuff off of her. But you got to have the power of prayer going on. You can't live, do one thing right, then the next thing and you want to have a good answer. No, you got to be right. You got to live the life according to the word of God. You also have to make up your mind that you're going to live in love, regardless what's going on, because the power of God is the one that carrying you through. We, as children of the living God, have to learn the power. And when we stop to think about that, knowing that God already make it possible for us to live that life and to enjoy the life of prayer, we shouldn't let nobody stop us. We should live a prayer life as glorious and as wonderful as God already gave us the power to do it. He already gave us the power to do it. To live a life of prayer. Not a life that you pray today and then you forget tomorrow. No. You say you're a prayer warrior? Then you've got to know that you have to stand boldly and pray. Pray, because that is what's going to bring everything into places. But you have to know that you is a child of God and that you sold out completely to do God's will. To do God's will, and to do God's will, baby, you have to live a life that is pleasing to God. You can't live for the world and live for God too. You got to live a life that is pleasing to God. And that means you yourself have to stand on his word. Not waiting for someone, well, I'm waiting for this one to tell me that. No. No, no, no. God said, go and pray for a certain person. You go and pray for that person. Get down on your knee. Go in your prayer closet and start praying for them. It's a reason why. Every time you go anywhere and the first thing come to you, pray for this place. Pray. Because there's a reason why. You're a prayer warrior. A prayer warrior is supposed to know how to stand boldly and proclaim and let the enemy know he have no authority. No authority over a prayer warrior. And if we think about these things, read the word of God more and more, and then stand on his word, he gave us the power. He gave us the dominion and the authority. But we seem to forget that when we pray, we have the power to do the work. God's not going to just leave us out there. We have the power within us to do the work he sent us to do. We have to know that regardless who stand before us, God send you to pray for certain things, you pray. You pray. Because it didn't call you to say, well, no, I can't pray because I don't know how it's going to come out. I don't know how she's going to feel. No. God tell you pray for that person. He didn't tell you to go to our house. He didn't tell you to go over to the church. He didn't tell you to go at the street. He said, pray. So what do you do? Upon your knee, right there in your home, and pray for that person. Because there's a reason why. And I tell you something. When you pray for that person, baby, God himself is going to show you the manifestation of what your prayer did for that person. He himself going to show you what happened to that person because you pray for that person. And if you don't believe me, check out Job. Check the book of Job out. Because what? Those friends of Job had to pray for them. So everything we do here, we can see it in the book. We can see it in the Bible, baby. What happened to a forefather? How they react? So we have no excuse. When it's coming on to prayer, all this that's going on today in this world today, prayer warrior is supposed to be standing on the post, regardless what it looks like, and let that thing know, no more. We have the authority to bring you down. Some people even with your children. And a lot of us can testify to that, that prayer is what people with children stand in today. Prayer from a mother, prayer from a grandmother, prayer is what keep them rolling today. That's why God says, pray is what needed. More prayer in the church today. More prayer. Find out, we have a lot of stuff going on today, but where's the prayer warriors? Where are the prayers? You find out people running here and running there, and it seems to forget that the power is within you, baby. The power is within you. God didn't give the power to the world, you know. He gave the power to the human being, those that receive him, those that live for him, those that believe in his word, those that know that if he say move, go, we're going to get up and make a move. Not when you stand and God tell you to go here and you waiting for someone else to go with you, and God did not send that person with you. He sent you. He told you. But we have to come to realize that when it's coming on to be obedient and to see result of the word of God, we got to pray, sister. And not fear, because he did not give us that. That was not from God. When fear gets on the scene, right there and then, a prayer warrior, no, baby, this is not going to happen. You not having no place here. A prayer warrior is supposed to recognize this is not of God. Settle down. No, don't give it no place. Don't sit down and have tea with it. Uh-uh. This is not of God. If you not coming with the word of God, and better yet, if you're not coming in the name of Jesus, have no place. Don't give it no place. Because that's the only name you're going to use to get through that door. And for your prayers to be answered, you've got to know who you are in Christ, and you've got to know who Christ is. But today, a lot of us seem to forget that the power that we have is prayer. Prayer can move anything if you know how to pray and you believe by faith that you is given the weapon, because it's only God gave us prayer. Man don't give us prayer, baby. God gave us prayer. When you open your mouth to pray and you know who you are, and especially those that have been called as a prayer warrior, walking around with your head hanging down, walking around and see things is out of the way and you just pass it by and let it run. Why you think the enemy have so much place? Because the prayer warriors, some of us seem to forget that we have the power and the authority and the dominion to stand on what God said. Because nothing should be able to pull us down. We have too many things in the word of God. What did God tell in Joshua? We can take that today. We can take it today. There's nothing stopping us from taking that today. Because what did Lord tell Joshua? No man will be able to stand before him. But here we go today. We scared. Man said, just like in school, I take prayer out of school and everybody will sit back. No. If God tell Joshua that, what do you think he's telling us? The power of prayer in his prayer warrior. He tell us, be strong. That's the same thing he's telling us too. Because if you say you're a prayer warrior, baby, you can be a prayer warrior that bouncing from one to three, bouncing through and flow. Not don't know where you're standing, don't know where you sit. A prayer warrior is going to stand. A prayer warrior is going to have courage. A prayer warrior going to stand because she know there is lots of mountains she's going to come up against, and she know that she have the authority and the dominion to bring it down. That's what prayer is all about, baby. Prayer is all about standing boldly before your Savior, letting the Lord know and hear you praying for someone else. Situation, somebody don't have to come and tell you that situation is wrong and they want, no. God sometimes show you this person that really need prayer. You don't have to go to them. You can stay right at your home in your prayer room, kitchen table, living room, bedroom. But when that person come to your mind, it's only God bringing them to your mind. What do you think you do? Pray. Don't criticize. Pray. That's a prayer warrior job, baby. Prayer warrior is not to criticize. Prayer warrior is not to talk down nobody. Prayer warrior is to stand boldly in that post. Because that's why God called you to be a prayer warrior. That's why I always believe in saying, know who you are. Know who have chosen you. Know who have sent you. You got to know who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, you'll be passing to and fro by the enemy. But the word of God tells us, he'll never leave you. He tells you he's faithful. And if someone over and over and over again come to you and asking you the same thing over and over, what must I do? What can I do? This is happening. That is happening. You're a prayer warrior. You must see, because God is not dead and God is not a man that he should lie. He himself show you what to do. You're a prayer warrior. A prayer warrior is not to be played with. And I mean a prayer warrior, because she have the authority or he have the authority to either bring you down or build you up. Bring you down or build you up. That's the authority a prayer warrior have. Because it's not nothing to play with. And God himself, you got to know who called you. If your Father, the living God, you worship God, that's your lifestyle. Not just today, you worship today and tomorrow and a couple more weeks and that's it. No, baby, it has to be a lifestyle. A lifestyle. Prayer warrior is nothing to be played with. But you make sure you know who you are as a prayer warrior. That's why I always say, be careful what you say when you open your mouth, because you don't know who you're talking, standing before you. Careful what you say, because you can be standing before a prayer warrior, the same one that's going to bring you out of a situation you're in and can't get out of it. But that prayer warrior can bring you out of it. The prayer warriors of the living God is nothing to be played with. Because they sold out to God. They live for him. Now that is what I have to bring to my sisters and brothers tonight. Is prayer. Stand. Be secure in your prayers. As a prayer warrior, be stand firm. And those that is not prayer warrior, in that position where you pray more often until you have been called to be a prayer warrior. Because prayer is for everyone, but it's not everyone called to be a prayer warrior to stand in front. Because it's not just simple. You have to know that God called you. The protection is there. That's in the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord for this word tonight. I gave you glory and I gave you honor, Heavenly Father. And thank you, Lord, for giving me the word to talk about prayers and prayer warriors. Amen. Amen.
My God, what a mighty, powerful word. I'm telling you, there's no more to add to. It was so plain and so straight, and the thing about it is hearing it and obeying it, being a doer and a hearer of the word. That was marvelous. I praise God. It wasn't nothing to tickle the ears. It's something to go right for us to live by and for us to prepare ourselves even more to get more stronger and to be more obedient to things that we find ourselves not doing and consistent. Even like when you use that example about you ask for healing, and then when you have the ask for the healing, you come out the prayer closet, oh, but it hurts and whatever. It can be there. The pain can be there. We got to do what you were talking about, confessing the word more and more, binding the hand of the enemy, and not just, hey, tomorrow, next week I did pretty good.
Amen.
It is the enemy brings the pain more excruciating. Then you go back to confessing what's already what's going
Amen.
On instead of what you believe in God for. So I
That's
get
right.
that tremendously, because every once in a while I find myself falling back with that part of when the pain comes. You come out, oh, how you doing? Praise God, done blessed and moved and what, I feel pretty good now today. Ooh, yeah, the pain is so. And we have to be aware, no matter how powerful and how anointing God blesses us to be overcomers, triumphant, victorious, and this, that, and the other, there are some places in our lives that we can find ourselves falling out of compliance and got to get stronger. And that word comes to afford to get us fortified, but more make us more aware of areas that we need to plug in and close those gaps and close those doors so that way we can be more stronger, more effective in the power and authority that God has given us. So that's a powerful word, Mother, that you have given tonight. And I believe each one of us as a believer, if we're not walking in flesh and brought in flesh to the fact that, you know, we thought we already arrived or walking in pride, there's something that was said tonight for every one of us. Don't care how anointed we are, how long we've been saved, or what our title is, because doesn't care nothing about that title and how long you've been saved. Any avenue we can get in, he is not going to just ride your car. He's going to drive that vehicle. So we are asking the Lord to bless and help us some more as we become aware. And even sometimes we've heard it over and over, but we just got to get consistent in what we're doing as well. And the ones that didn't not know, because the Bible says, my people have struck for lack of knowledge. If we didn't know, the word brings out some things for us to help us to be aware of the tricks of the devil as well as our flesh and some things we allow him to slip by. So I thank God for that word. So powerful. It covers so many bases, and I praise God for it. I'm opening the lines for anyone else with any remarks. We have several people on the line. I'm opening the door. Give me a chance to open all the lines before anybody speaks. We'll just give that courtesy to everybody. If you just wait just a moment so I can open the line, and then you can make your remarks. And if there's any prayer requests or if any praise reports or any encouragement, even through the woman of God, we'll let you do so. But just give me a minute. All the lines are not open yet. I'm trying to get to everybody. Praise the Lord. I give you glory. I thank God for coming in from Panama back home and to the States, and the Lord blesses you with a powerful word to bring to the body. Bless the Lord that you live what you talk about, so that makes a difference. The lines are open now, so you can be able to share or either give a praise report or however. So at this time, if you want to make a remark or have a request,
somebody got there.
Hello? Someone needs to remove mute their phone. There's a lot of noise in the background.
Right. Minister BJ.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to make a comment because I'm going to tell you that word was so good. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God for Sister Alexander. I mean, that was his crisp, but I mean, it was to the point. Absolutely amazing.
Mother Willette, I'm asking someone in the background. You're talking, we can hear some noise in the background in your house.
I can hear noise. Finally, somebody got phone. I don't know whose phone that is, but there's noise in the background. I hear it.
Yes, and it's drowning you out. We're not hearing clearly.
I'm sorry.
Okay. If not, then I'm going to have to close everybody off, and I'm not going to know who. I need to
Okay.
Well, you
go ahead and talk.
I'm going to
let you talk, and I'm going to mute the other ones because this is too much noise.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I want you to go ahead and talk. I'm going to go ahead and try to mute it as I go along.
I just want to thank and praise God for using Sister Alexandra, and I just, that's a confirmation, because where she came on the line, I thought the topic, if she had a topic, it would be prayer, and then that's what she spoke on, the power of prayer. So that was confirmation, first of all. I thank God and praise God for every word that she mentioned on the power of prayer, and it really challenges you, and it encourages you to pray more and to seek. And I like what she said even at the end, is to, you know, you've got to pray, and you need to be secure in your prayer and stand and pray more, even if you don't feel or if you don't feel that you've been called to be a prayer warrior. If you go ahead and pray more and listen to God to hear what he says as far as, you know, you becoming a prayer warrior, but it does start with praying. And I thank and praise God when she talked about the power of prayer. You watch and see when you try to pray, there's going to be a lot of distractions and opposition to you praying, but that lets you know how powerful it is to pray. Remember, that's a channel of communication, direct line to God. And when you spend the time in prayer, and I love how she explained that, you know, when you're praying, when the Spirit speaks to you and give you a person's name, he wants you to intercede for that person. And I'll never forget, I remembered something was going on with my daughter, and the Spirit of God, I was dead asleep, and he went down, the angel of God came down in my dream and shook me down in that deep sleep and woke me up and said, get up and pray now. And I had to intercede immediately. And I thank and praise God because he turned that situation around. It's amazing how God is still in control of our lives. He's on the throne, praise God. He is almighty. And yet he allows human beings, praise God, to be a part of what he's doing, because he will tell us to pray. And I believe with all my heart, some things are not going to take place on earth until the born-again baptized believer of the body begin to say something in prayer about the situation. It's just not going to change. So what Sister Alexandra prayed tonight, it was so real, and I thank and praise God, it encouraged my heart. That word is powerful. So when you pray what God, what you know about the word of God, praise God. And you pick out God's word. If he said, Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Well, you stand on that word, and when you pray, you believe. Just like the centurion said to Jesus, you don't have to come to where I live. Just say the word. So if we pray that word, and just the word is powerful all by itself, praise God, because when you study, you'll find out his word is quick and powerful. But I thank and praise God for every word that she was speaking, and I thank and praise God as she was speaking, I heard we need to focus more on the word and not on the situation when she was saying, you know, we'll pray and ask God to heal us, and then we'll still talk about the pain. But if we focus on the word, God, I sure do thank you that this knee is lining up with good health in the name of Jesus. You know, I thank you, Lord God. And you start saying, Lord, thank you for my healing, my body. Thank you, Lord God. And you begin to say the word. Thank you, Lord God. I'm binding up these aches and pains in the name of Jesus. So I just thank and praise God. We have to put those words in practice. Remember what God has said in his word. And pray in accordance with his word, because his word is the will of God for us. So, and I heard Sister Alexandra say, prayer is the key. And she said, faith and prayer, it will change things, praise God. And I like that. If you're missing the mark, praise God, if you have some issues in your life that you know you're not lining up with the word of God, because we know we have to be obedient to God. We have to have compassion in our heart. I heard where she talked about, you know, walking in love, praise God. So if we got unforgiveness in our heart, we need to get that out of our heart. We need to repent of whatever we need to repent, because we're in a time now, we don't need God not to answer our prayers because of our shortcomings, because of our behavior, whatever that we're doing that we know that is not right. So we need to walk that tight rope, praise God, walk in the narrow road that leads to eternal life, praise God. So I thank and praise God for everything that I heard. It was very powerful. It was straight. It was to the point, and it was right. And I heard, and I know I'm repeating a lot of things, but I heard her say, you can bring down a mountain, praise God. A mountain is whatever circumstance or situation that seems to be really hard. But in prayer, if you believe God, you've got to say something about it. And I'm saying I've got to say something about it. So I say, well, move mountain, move stubbornness, move wrong thinking, move strongholds, move in the name of Jesus, praise God. So God has given us authority. Because in John 1 and 12, he said, to as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. And Luke 10 and 19, he said, I give you authority or power over all of the power of the enemy, praise God. So there's a lot in the word of God. And if we begin to hear what Sister Alexander said, praise God, and put it into practice, because when we hear the word, we pray that it challenge us to say, Lord, let me do better in this area in the name of Jesus. So there's so much that she said, but I want her to know that, man, the Holy Spirit had her to put that everything you can't add, you can't take away. It was awesome, and I thank God for it. So I'm going to hush my mouth
praise
now.
Praise God. Bless him. Amen. That's so true. Praise the Lord. Any other comments now?
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor. How are you?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I just want to thank Hi, how are you doing? I just want to thank Mother Alexander for that word on prayer and the instructions that she gave us on prayer, and even how she spoke it and teach it with the power and authority of God. So I thank God and I praise God, because a lot of time I'm using me for an example. When God tells me to get on my knee and pray about this situation or that situation, I want to call somebody or go to somebody else and pray. But as she explained, God has given us the power and authority. So he wants us to bring his word back to remembrance in him, even in our prayer. So I for that word.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. I can see that the Lord is blessing, that the word is being even confirmed tonight, that he's working it in all of us. Amen. Somewhere or another.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Can anyone else?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard. Sister Alice.
Praise the Lord there. I'm Evangelist.
I just enjoy the word of God. I tell you, it was right on time, right on time. And I thank God for it. Well, I'm not going to say that much because I'm going to let it stay there so I can digest it. So I thank God for you, Sister Alexander.
Praise the Lord. We bless God. Any more comments or praise reports? I bless the Lord. Say this too before we go ahead and just get ready to let Mother speak, if no one else has anything else, and close in prayer. But when she was thinking about how we have to pray, I thought about a time when the oldest one, she's 45 now, but when her firstborn, she was carrying the baby and had so many complications, and the doctor was making me a little perturbed because he wasn't doing his ultrasound like he should get one, but then she was having so many complications where pain, and whatever like this, and have to end up back in the emergency room, this, that, and now back to the doctor. And so after a while, then when it got to a point where I was going to induce labor, I make this quick, I was sitting upstairs in the folding clothes in the laundry room, and she had already gone to the emergency, already to the doctor to get induced. And while I was sitting there,
before she called, I heard the Lord say, get up quickly and pray. I was holding something, and he told me to get up and pray and die in the spirit of death. So I went to the crib and prayed, went to her room and prayed, and whatever like this, and then I called Apostle Verdon and called Apostle Orr and stuff like for them to pray and intercede with me and stuff like against the death, this spirit. Come to find out, she was going down the, I think it's what it was she had called, and when she was going, had her phone with her, and they was rushing her down to OR and whatever like this, and then she was saying that, I can't remember what she was saying, they were saying that the baby's cord had just started wrapped around them, and that's what it was. And then when the baby was born, the Lord blessed and saved the baby, like the cord was, had burnt all the biblical cord had burnt all up into his flesh, even when he saw him after he was born, and stayed there for probably about a few weeks or whatever. But the enemy was trying to kill the baby then, but God had said, get up and pray and bind that death demon up, and the Lord bless and save that little baby's life. And so we just give God glory how so many incidents we can go back and say, but that was just one particular one when he said immediately get up and pray. Whatever God has given us to pray, we can't afford to be prolonging and sitting up. However, if we're washing dishes, I learned that throughout life. If I'm washing dishes, somebody come in my spirit, or he tell me to call or do whatever. We never know what that person is going through or what's happening, because the last time we saw them, they might have been laughing and talking, or they might have had a smile on their face or whatever. You don't know in that very night, or either sometime doing whatever the enemy could have came in, or either they were smiling to keep from crying. We need to be on our post. And it's so imperative. I learned throughout the years that it is important to pray. Like Mother say, all of us are not called to be warriors and intercessors, but every one of us are called to pray, and we have the power to pray. But when you are intercessor, we can't afford to get slack as a warrior on our post, regardless of what's going on in our life. That's what I love about the warriors that do come on. In the midst of the trials that go on and the testifying, sometime after they've spoken with you, after they've prayed for other people, they have trials and whatever, but you don't hear that when they're out there praying, whatever. You may hear afterwards, okay, this is my prayer request, but they're already a ward in the spirit. Hallelujah. They're done ward on the phone, praying, interceding, calling down stronghold, and whatever. That's when you really live in a life as a prayer warrior. You know, regardless of my pain or what pain that person is going through, they put themselves back, glory to God, in the background. And they put whatever God has given them to do, put that first, as seeking first the kingdom of God and believing God by faith. That whatever it is, he's going to take care of the business that's going on in my life as I do his, and be obedient to what he's called to do and stand on the word. And when we pray, we got to pray with faith. And we got to pray with fervency and with the fact of assurance and also knowing, glory to God, some things are going to manifest now, some things may be later. But nevertheless, keep the faith to the manifest in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone else before we bring Mother on? Oh, I have one
person.
Oh, my God.
Minister BJ.
Prayer request? Yes, ma'am.
I was going to just add, you know, the message was just so good. And I was going to add 1 Thessalonians and 5 and verse 17 said, pray without ceasing. But I just want to reiterate how that prayer is so powerful. She mentioned it. She said that prayer, the power of prayer. And a lot of times we as Christians don't realize how powerful prayer is. But like I was sharing, if God sent an angel to tell you to get up and pray, and that's not the first time that happened. It was another time that I was was told to get up and pray and intercede, and the Lord put a name in your heart. You better go ahead and do that, because if you don't say something about it, something may not happen, or you may, you know what I'm saying? God was using you to pray, but he just letting us, and that helps you to understand how powerful prayer is. It is very powerful, but God, he allows us to be a part of what he's doing. Now, he can do it on his own, but he wants us to take part in what he's doing, because we are seated actually in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
So there's Amen. A lot, but a lot of times we don't really realize how powerful it came to me. If God sent an angel to get me to pray, that means that those words that I speak, you can bind, you can loose, praise God. God has given us the authority to say something about a situation, and if he said whatever you bind down here, he'll bind it in heaven. Don't you know he's going to do what he says? Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I just thank and praise God. So for everybody who, you know, if they may think, well, I'm not a prayer warrior, well, but he told us to pray. So if you're born again, praise God, you pray because you want to spend time with the Lord, praise God. So I thank and praise God. I'm excited about that. Sister Alexander, you did an awesome job. That was awesome. And it certainly encouraged my heart and challenges me to do better in my prayer, in Jesus' name. Thank
Amen.
You, darling.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. We have one other person that I left the line locked in, and I'm opening it just now. If you have a prayer request or a comment, then we're going to turn it over to
yes.
Mother Alexander.
I
yes,
have
ma'am?
A prayer request.
Okay.
Hi, this is Tanisha. I'm just praying for peace and employment.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Mother Alexander, will you take that for us? She put on the line before the Lord blessed, and she's been restored back to the Lord and standing everything I can see with the witness of talking to her back and forth that she's trying with everything in her. So would you pray for her concerning her employment? She has some more interviews to go on and need some peace in the home too as well until she can transition. So would you pray for Sister Tanisha, please.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, you said in your word, ask and believe when you ask, you receive. Father God, help Tanisha to learn how to ask, Lord God, and to be strong in our asking you, Lord God. Lord, we ask you that whatever it is she needs, Lord God, that it been already fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you said in your word that if we come boldly to the throne of grace, you tell us, Heavenly Father, to speak, Lord, call on your name, come boldly to you. Here we come, stand in agreement for this young lady, Lord God. Lord God, you know the desire of her heart. You know what she really needs. But, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to touch her heart that she will pray to you, Lord God, and put faith in you, Lord God, that whatever she asks, it she shall receive it, Lord God. Ask you, Heavenly Father, help her to receive that job that she wants, Lord God. And Lord, give her favor in the other area of her life and bring a turnaround in our life, Lord. This I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah, Lord.
They can say whatever. Everybody else go by how it's supposed to be. Respect you enough. Because it's about respect. It ain't that who you think you is. It's about respecting you for who you are. You know what I mean? So, hell, you figure it out.
I have no idea who that is, but somebody's on the line. And they,
amen.
I don't see the prayer line.
Somebody's on the prayer line, but they're not asking for prayer. It seems like they talking to someone else.
Yeah, they got their own private conversation going on.
Yeah. So somebody have the line open, and somebody, we're hearing somebody
yes.
in the conversation.
So we're going to go ahead and pray, because right now I'm not quite sure who it is, but whatever you allow us to hear, now we come against confusion right now. We come against where we got any spirit of that the enemy has brought, glory
yes,
God, to bring division. We bind against heartache or disappointment or any unforgiveness or whatever the enemy might be doing in that home. We cancel the assignment and command, glory to God, healing, deliverance, forgiveness, calling for some peace. And we're praying, glory to God, that you turn some things around. You told us in the power that we have the authority and the power of prayer. So as we hear this, God, we're believing and we're sending the word out in the atmosphere. Change is going to take place. Transformation is going to take place. Salvation is going to take place. Take out a heart and don't put in the heart of flesh to receive your word. We come against confusion in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now as we believe you by faith and take authority over Satan and all his little cohorts in the name of Jesus. And we believe you, glory God, no matter what it looks like, what it sounds like. We're standing on the word until the manifestation comes. This mountain is going to move. In Jesus' name we pray. We bless the Lord. We thank you again for Mother Alexander. Glory to God. Before she do her remarks, I just want to pray blood covering over her and continue blessings upon her, glory to God, and you strengthen her and keep her encouraged, healing and wholeness. Keep her, glory, with a desire to fulfill your will. God, I thank you for the whole humbleness, but I thank you for the boldness and the courage to continue to go forth and do what thus said the Lord. God, continue to bless her. God, even give her desires of her heart as she continues to enlighten herself in you. Let your will be done in her, blessing her family and those that are concerned. Pray, glory to God, for her nieces there, and that God, you are blessed, and that she will enjoy the presence of the Lord being with this woman of God, and also God being in service. I pray, God, for a safe travel for her back, glory to God, to Panama as well. We thank you for every one of the prayer warriors. We thank you for the ones that continue to stand on the line, and the ones that insert words that will encouragement and enlightenment, and also tearing down strongholds and rebuking the forces of the enemy. So, glory to God, for your will to be done. God, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping us and keeping our families in blessing and protection in Jesus' name. And God, we pray, glory to God, for Evangelist Brenda's granddaughter's husband that was in a terrible motorcycle accident, and now his face is wired up. But God, you saved him, glory to God, and he said he don't want to die. But God, we're praying that, God, his heart be changed, that salvation will come into the heart, not only him, but glory to God, the wife returning back to the Lord, too. And whatever, glory to God, the enemy meant for evil, God, I'm thanking you working it for the good. And whatever you going to do in the midst, I pray salvation come out of it and that he will be restored, glory to God, through his being able to use his mouth and vocal cords and talk or whatever after these 6 or whatever weeks, as my sister said. God, we just believe in you, God, that you continue to bless us all and help us all. We continue to pray for our children, our grandchildren, our seed, saved, delivered, set free, and the ones that are saved. God, keep them in the will of the Lord. Help them to get stronger. Help them to get closer to you, as well as we do too as well. And now, thank you again tonight as we prepare ourselves, glory to God, to allow the woman of God to come forth, and we believe in the Lord as well for preparing for the prayer life for even on Monday night in Jesus' name. Praise God. Now this time we're going to turn it back over to Mother Alexander for her to have the last remarks in Jesus' name for tonight.
Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord God. We thank you for being the Lord of our life. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us in unity, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening us, Heavenly Father. And most of all, Lord God, thank you for keeping the prayer line going strong, Lord God. Help us to continue to be as one in you, Lord. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I bless the Lord for you all. Thank God for the anointing that we received tonight. Pray God's blessings upon you as we prepare for Monday night for prayer for tomorrow night. We just come on one accord for God's will to be done and angels of the Lord be in camp. And also want to remind you all that I made an announcement for those that are locally that's close enough to come to our 25th or 26th. Still hadn't done my homework. Anniversary in Columbia, South Carolina for Sincere Women on the Move for Christ. That'll be December 9th at 10 o'clock. So the Lord bless the ones that can't come or support in whatever way. We ask you, Lord, to bless that you have your prayers, that the Spirit of the Lord will go forth and the women of God will just open up and deliver whatever God is placing in their spirit and let the gifts of that he placed in the body to be used so people can get healed, delivered, set free, salvation, peace, joy, whatever is needed. We believe in God will bless and move in the house in Jesus' name. So we'll get back with you concerning those things a little bit later, but right now we're going to say shalom, good night, praise the Lord, and those that will join us again for the Divine Connection Prayer Line on Monday at 7.
Amen.
Thank the Lord again for you, Mother, for being obedient to the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom.
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 Shalom. Glory be to God. He's worthy to be praised. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Praise Jesus.
Is it good?
Mind-boggling games she's playing.
Hello?
And she wants you to feel how she
no reason. She should have a smile on her face and be so humble because of blessing you being to her. But no, she want to act like she hell of it, and ain't nothing hell of it about her. And you have to just show her better than you can tell her. Mm-hmm. And now that love that you put into her, you got to put it into yourself. I bet it's some hell of a love, and that's who I use it on me. And she'll find out how to love her fucking self since she ain't know how to love you. So let her learn to love herself, and you learn to love yourself. And maybe somewhere a bit down the line, we probably can Ken or Miracle about 9 or 10, you get yourself together, you know, or something. You know, or this next lifetime. So we'll see you in the next lifetime. You know, higher. But get yourself not worried about that. That's the last thing. You shouldn't be worried about her. If you don't know how to play nobody, you should not play her. You got her right in your back pocket. So that wouldn't even be nothing. Okay, and she'll be calling shortly with an old crap of a text. Mm-hmm. She'll be calling or asking if you go. Take Miracle, the girl is coming and this and that and the other thing. I want you to cater and get her begging and calling them and come home for her. But, oh, yeah, somebody take her school, that's right. And then, but she got to use that, and that's fucked up. That Miracle got it, that's fucked up, though. It's fucked up, but no, you gonna get her to your mama house. And you're going to have her drop her off for you at school. And no, I ain't telling your mama to do that because that's your mama, her grandma, and she just don't do it. Cut them off. That's all you got to do. And you will shut them down. No, you pay your mama to take her to school. I already paid for the school. You pay your mama to take her. Now, simple as that. That's how you play her. Let her get up early, get Miracle ready. Drop her at her mama's house, and her mama take her right down on right down 7 miles. Then she'll know how good she really had it when her daddy was there to take her to school while you're going on to work. Even when the day's you're in, you're going to work, you leave like you're going to work just so you can do that. That's how mean and evil you are. Now you're going to figure it out every day, not just these days, every single day. That's all you got to do. Tell her, well, there ain't no difference in the twins. The twins, mama get them off to school every morning. You get Miracle. Beat them up. So worried about being a father. You being a mother. I'm already being a father for them because I'm providing. That's what a father do. A mother take care and see about the children. A father provide. You do your part. You provide and you make her motherfucking ass see about it. Simple as that. Yeah. That's how that goes. You got to do it. You got to just tough love her. Hate to say it that way. That's how it is. That's the only way she don't know what's real. Who helping who? And just respecting my health. You don't respect my health. So you don't need me. You figure out you're going to do school and all this, that, and the other thing. I'm not going to play with you. That's just the bottom line. And you don't got to. For no apparent reason, so don't. Mm-hmm. Don't play with her. Don't play with her at all. So calm down, go about your day, and let her be. She will be sending you a very, very long, crazy old text, this and that. Don't even be surprised. You're going to kind of get your stuff or whatever, playing a game, just trying to see where you at. You don't even respond to her text. I'm going to be here to take me to school tomorrow like I normally do, and you're going to figure it out from there. Mm-hmm. And then Tuesday when she send that text, you better get up early enough. Call her. Don't text her back. No, I was just about to call you. Get up early enough and get her on off the school and try to find your way because I ain't going to be able to take her no more. What you mean you ain't going to be able to take her? What I said. Mm-hmm. Yep, because we're going to even the score. They the same. I love them all, you know. Like you said, you just in the house with Miracle. And that is a big difference when you in the house with a child. That's a big-ass difference. It ain't that no love no more. This is just a kid that you in the house with, and that's how it goes. But when she can sit and turn them away from being there, though, come on, who does that? When she can turn them away from their father's house like that, 2 years old, so I can see if they was 16, 15, and always bothering her, and she don't let them stay. I'd be like, they do be bothering her. But we talking about some little three-year-old babies and asked to stay over with their sister, and they celebrating their birthdays and all that all weekend long. And you telling them, no, you cold, you bitter, and you heartless. And if you don't get rid of her, you terrible. Simple as that. She need to be put so far over to the left. She the worstest one. Nah, you got friends that are sitting watching, and I ain't trying to compare with Rhonda, but you can take them to Rhonda's house right now, all of them. She'll raise them the rest of them, and they ain't going to think twice. Going to feed them, see them, buy them, treat them the same as every motherfucking time. She ain't going to act like that with them. I don't give a damn. And nobody else. They ain't going to do it. No, nobody going to do it. Not one person. Parents ain't about to do it. Nobody. Not a soul. Not nobody you know. She was cold to do that. And I mean, that's the coldest as it goes. And they ain't even have to be sisters. That's all being from being sisters. Nobody ain't going to let no little two-year-old cousin or little friend asking to stay at 3 years old, got enough sense to want to stay with their sister, let alone their cousin, and get told no. But you asking other kids. That was disrespectful. You were saying, fuck you. They ain't staying here no more. Just acting like a little beast, but not once have you ever said that about her. You forgave her about how she treated them on their first birthday. You always forgiven her, but she still haven't forgave you for having them. So you got to forgive yourself that you can have them. Let that be and go about your business. You just gonna have to just man up with that whole thing with her and let people be for a little while. You know, separation do good. If it's meant to be back together, God will put it back together. Whatever's to be, gonna be anyway. Can't no man do nothing about what God's on, whatever he gonna do. But you gotta move out the way so he can do whatever he's gonna do. You can't just stand there and keep getting ran down, walked over, and stomped on. Then God can't do it. You study doing it. Move completely out her way and don't let her do what she gonna do. That's all you gotta do. And if I ain't got no say so, no voice, then you can't have my money. That's the same reason you cut little Mel and them off, wasn't it? For betrayal. Cut her motherfucking ass off for betrayal then. Rubber glue, bomb fall.